welcome to a Friday edition of the program. I was delaying a little the start of the program today in my state of mourning that I am, and state of fear as well. Given yesterday, Todd, it probably fairly could be called a little on the confident side that the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux was going to play a game good enough to be the victor in last night's NCAA hockey tournament game between the University of North Dakota and the University of Minnesota. And while I feel somewhat vindicated that they played well enough to win, they didn't win. They lost, actually, giving up a goal with 0.6 seconds left. And played with a ton of heart, played a great game. It really was the national championship game, but lucky bounce, 0.6 seconds left.
Hey, if you're going to have a rivalry like that, why not have it go down to the wire?
Yeah, well, I just wish it would come out the other way, but anyway.
Of course. So
yeah, we'll have to eat a little crow today. But it's hard not to have seen that game and go, wow, what a great game. You know what I mean?
Amen.
A lot of games that can be goose eggs till the bitter end that they're not. But it was
How many times have you watched a game that turns out to either be a blowout or just plain boring? There wasn't anything boring about this game.
Not at all. And we have a little incident to tell you about. Evidently, the NCAA spotted something very vile in a suite populated by crazy UND fans. It was an actual, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you don't have kids in the car to hear this right now. Are you ready for this? It was a flag that said UND Sioux on it.
Oh, yes.
The horror of it. And evidently the TSA, I mean the NCAA, had their spotters out, so they dispatched security to the Sioux suite, dispatched security to the UND suite. They send security into the suite to ask for the flag's removal. John Calipari, the coach of the Kentucky Wildcats, is writing a book in which he compares the NCAA to the Soviet Union. I think this might sell him a few more books. Anyway, Jim Pullman was in the suite, former insurance commissioner in North Dakota, and Jim's going to join us from Philly to tell us a little bit about that coming up. We're also going to talk about a very serious situation impacting the ag industry, and that's getting their product to market. There's an enormous amount of traffic on the rails these days, and yesterday the Surface Transportation Board held a hearing on this, and the North Dakota grain growers were represented there to talk about it, so we're going to get a first-hand report on that. And then we're just opening up the phones after the bottom of the hour on any and all issues on a normal or nuts Friday today on the program.
By the way, if you own stock in a company that makes black tape, you might want to stock up, because the rumor I'm starting now is that the NCAA is going to want to cover up every Sioux jersey next.
Yeah, that'll be next. Yeah,
you're not going to be able to go to the game unless you cover up with black tape the Sioux jersey. That'll be next.
All right. We'll tackle all those issues coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. The president of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association testified yesterday before the Surface Transportation Board, making his way back to North Dakota now, joins us on the phone. Bob Wisness is here. Bob, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Appreciate you joining us today on the program. Where do you farm, Bob?
I farm in the Watford City area.
And am I saying your last name right? I just want to make sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. Is it Wisness?
Yep, you have it right. Thank you.
Got it, okay. Yeah, you bet. So tell us, just in your own case, obviously this is impacting many folks of many different commodities, but in your own case, what are the impacts from the high amount of rail traffic?
Okay, first of all, they're probably going to cut me off here. I'm on the airplane. It just closed the door. But in a nutshell, we're seeing a lot of problems with, first primarily with grain deliveries and a lot of delays. A lot of times months behind on delivering contracts that have been, due for since January or whenever.
What happens in that case, Bob? When you have a set date and you miss the deadline, what happens?
Well, really nothing happens. You just don't get income. so our cash flow is really impacted here. But anyway, I'm sorry, the stewardess is telling me I have to shut off my phone.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, you ended up taking off a little early, I guess, because we thought we had time before your lift off at 9:30. We'll reschedule this when you land back in North Dakota so we can learn more about it, okay?
I apologize. I just have to shut it off. So thank you.
You got to get home. No, I understand. Been there. You get the look. You don't want to you want to defy the look. Appreciate it, Bob.
Goodbye.
You bet. Take care. Sorry about that. Anyway, Bob, yesterday, the Surface Transportation Board, Roger Johnson, the former ag commissioner in North Dakota and currently the head of the National Farmers Union, also testified before that group. And, you know, the rub here seems to be that oil is being blamed for it. Now, again, I guess it's fair to say there's a lot more traffic on the rails as a result of oil needing to get to market and all the oil that's coming out of North Dakota and so forth. Therefore, oil is to blame. But, you know, that's sort of like saying it took me 5 minutes longer to get to work today. I'm going to blame my neighbor because he was on the road and so was I on the road. You know what I mean? I'm not sure you quote-unquote blame oil. And producers, if you want to tell me something different, let me know. But that seems to be I'd love to see the focus on this particular situation be how do we get more track? How do we get more trains? How do we get more, you know, fix the log jams rather than say, you know, I'll give you some examples. Well, the headline of this Reuters story, oil by traffic hurts farmers, travelers, U.S. officials told. And here's Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union. Increased volumes of oil and coal shipments have displaced grain shippers, leading to long, expensive delays. Weeks can pass before trains reach grain farmers in Montana and the Dakotas, easily leading to thousands of dollars of losses per farm family. The head of BNSF's marketing operation said, let me say, we know we've created supply chain risk for you and fell short of providing the level of service that you expect from BNSF. So then they're saying, look, we need more track. And evidently they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars to put more track in. They're buying more cars to get them out. And there has definitely been impacts. Now, the question I need to know is, all right, if I'm BNSF and I have a rail contract to get grain to market for Bob from his farm in Watford City, where does that fit on the priority scale versus the oil I have to get from, a producer in McKenzie County? And I think the sheer volume of the amount of oil in 100-unit trains is one of the reasons that it's being impacted. I've had folks say oil gets priority, ag gets jammed. I specifically asked that question of BNSF and of our congressional delegation. The closest anybody came to saying that's what's happening was Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who basically said, well, I don't know, priority's a word, but, you know, when there's only so much capacity to store it, you have to get the oil in a tank, whereas we have storage capacity for the ag commodities. Therefore, you know, naturally oil is going to be ahead of the curve. And I think that's just a logistics thing more than hey, we're going to stick it to ag versus oil. That's my take on it. I'm not in the business. I welcome your input on it and want to learn more about this. That's what I was really curious to hear from Bob Wisness's perspective as having someone testified there. The pain points everybody acknowledges. This is not good. And another question I have, maybe this was one for the BNSF folks that we can have join us at some point. My understanding is the winter was a bear as well. I mean, I know a lot of folks that still believe what happened at Castleton, they believe was a result of an extraordinarily cold winter that caused an issue on the track. And so BNSF has said specifically that the severe winter slowed service across much of the Midwest, and some of those problems will be alleviated with the change of seasons. But solutions is where everybody ought to be focused, and I think BNSF saying, here's hundreds of millions of dollars. We're shipping new cars. We're planning new track. It's like everything. It's a challenge that comes from a result of a lot of things happening in the great state of North Dakota. Doesn't mean when your cash flow is being disrupted, you're not in a very bad situation as growers are. And having to find alternative ways to get your product to market, and then that costs you more. I mean, it's not a lot of bad. So it's like so many things. All right, what's the problem? Roll up the sleeves. Let's figure it out. and let's get it done. I don't think we're well served by saying, oh, oil's jamming it to us. And that's the problem, because we need more of everything. And about 49 states would change places with us in that regard. That's my take. Am I normal or nuts? You can answer that after we chat with Jim Pullman about the NCAA's heavy-handedness at last night's game in a Sioux fan suite. Stay tuned for that story.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour, July 14th through 18th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. The tour includes visits to North Dakota State University's Commodity Trade Room in Fargo, North Dakota's Port Services and Train Yards in Minot, the shipping terminal at the Port of Grays Harbor in Aberdeen, Washington, and an aquaculture facility in Washington State. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed by the Soybean Council. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by or before April 30th. Simply log on to ndsoybean.org to apply or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-239-7194.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You know all about the North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. But now they have detailing services, and Megan is on the phone, the manager, to tell us more. What do you do, Megan?
Yes, as you had mentioned, we are starting to offer interior detailing services. So that involves both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment beforehand. You can give us a call at 701-628-1550.
They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now at North Dakota Truck Wash on the Truck Bypass south of Stanley, just south of the Pinnacle Senex. Thanks, Megan.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weeple on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
To have a little fun around here on Fridays, and so we throw out a few normal or nuts survey questions on the program we call What's on Your Mind, live to our listeners through K-Fire 550, our flagship in Bismarck, and KCJB in Minot, AM 1100, the flag of Fargo, and of course, booming to the Bakken on KTGO on the northern half of the Bakken, and KLTC in Dickinson. And our normal or nuts survey question that leads the pack today after last night's heartbreaking loss, the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux falling to the Golden Gophers, giving up a goal in a 1-1 game, and it was no score till halfway through the third period, and then the Gophers score. Sioux answer immediately about 30 seconds later. It's 1-1. Sioux get a power play late. And have a number of great chances to score. Last rush, take the puck from the Gopher end, all the way, about 20 seconds left in the period, third period, all the way up to the Gopher end. But the blue line gets tripped back. 6 seconds comes back the other way. 6 seconds, okay, back the other way. You're thinking no time for anything. But just a lucky bounce, little just crashed the net, 0.6 seconds, and the Gophers score and go to the national championship against Union. Absolutely heartbreaking. But here's the normal or nuts part. A group of fans in a suite, UND fans, get a visit from security. And you can imagine the horror when they found out that there was actually a Sioux flag hanging in that particular suite, and the NCAA had asked for it to be removed. We know this because Jim Pullman, the former insurance commissioner in North Dakota, was there with some fellow fans in the suite and had to endure this awful invasion by security at the behest of the NCAA, and joins us now on our newsmaker line making his way back from Philly. Did they rough you up at all, Jim, or was it a cordial little exchange with security?
Well, it was a couple of typical Philadelphia thugs. No, I'm kidding. There were two security guys that actually came back twice. The first time came in and made, you know, the flag was attached to the ceiling at the kind of the front end of the suite towards the rink, and came in and said that the NCAA had called them specifically, that it had been seen on camera, and you know, took it down. Well, then one of the guys in the suite sort of hung it out in front of the suite where he was sitting. And once again, security came back and said, listen, if you don't put that thing away, you're going to be asked to leave. So it was an interesting dynamic. You know, whatever you feel about the use of the Sioux nickname and the logo, it certainly is a freedom of speech thing in my mind that you ought to be able to, you know, to cheer on your team whatever way you want.
No kidding. I mean, I couldn't help but think, I mean, what do they start going, fan by fan, and could you remove the jersey? Where does that end? How silly.
You're going to have a lot of naked Sioux fans if you do that. I mean, there are a lot of jerseys out there. If you looked at the crowd, I would venture to guess 80-90% of the jerseys were the old, Fighting Sioux jerseys. There's no way of getting around it that people still like to show their pride that way.
Yeah, a little creepy, too, that, security gets sent there by the NCAA. What was somebody sitting in the rafters with Vinox, or what did they say? How did they observe this?
You know, it was interesting because I actually thought it was a joke when they first came in, and it was easy to see that, you know, after they came in and the way they came in, it wasn't a joke. And I actually visited with one of the security guards, as I was leaving, I asked him, I said, are you guys serious that this really happened at the NCAA called? And he said, yeah. They not only called once, but they called twice. And so I don't know why they picked that particular, suite, with all of the other Fighting Sioux things that were going on and being worn and displayed. But since ours was specifically hanging, prominently in the suite, then they chose to pick on this group of folks.
So after the threat of being tossed out, then I suppose you guys had to give in to their thuggish demands, huh?
Yeah, we at the risk of being asked to leave the entire arena, the flag was taken down and put away, and of course, you know, that incited practically a small riot in our suite, and then of course shortly after that, then the heartbreaking loss. So it was like, you know, two daggers in the heart, so to speak.
No kidding. What would you say as far as the percentage of Sioux fans that dominated the arena last night?
Well, I'll tell you what. There was a lot of green and white there last night, and a lot of folks traveled from the Midwest to get there, and so I would say it was at least 60-40 Sioux fans last night, and very very proud UND alumni were there, including myself, who loved the university and. You know, even though the mascot is gone and, you know, by the NCAA and of course the voters in North Dakota, we still love the university and want to cheer them on. And so it really kind of is a bummer when the NCAA can't relinquish their grip over the university and how we display this, our pride in the university.
Yeah, it's silly. It's history. Regardless of where we're at now, that's a part of University of North Dakota history. It's a long story tradition and, the idea that somehow you'd have that kind of heavy-handed, just pettiness is just bizarre. Just another reason the NCAA is really goofy. I mean, it's flat out nuts. It's crazy. By the way, just the fact that you were there, and also at the Republican convention in Minot and presiding over that, and your role as a member of the leadership of the board is great news, given your well-publicized recovery from a rather serious accident. I'm thrilled to see it and happy for you. How are you feeling?
You know what, Scott? Thank you for saying that. And it was great to be well enough to go to the convention last weekend and be able to go to this game last night. I'm feeling much better. Like I always say, it's good to be vertical. With everything that's gone on the past 3 months, I feel much, much better. And frankly, on a prognosis, to be back to 100% within the next few months, and I'm down to one crutch. So I went from a wheelchair to a walker, to two crutches to one. And hopefully I can drop that in the next few weeks. And, been spending a lot of time in physical therapy. And so it's getting better every day.
Has it been a life changer for you? I mean, to have your life flash in front of your eyes there and be in that serious of an accident, and then have the kind of grueling rehab effort you've had to, what has been quite an impact on you?
Well, you know, I tell people that I look at things through a completely different prism now, and have a newfound respect for people that are struggling to, you know, that might be handicapped or whatever, but also just, I mean, friends and family that have been incredibly supportive. I mean, you know, people sending notes and cards from all over, not only the state, but the country. A lot of people don't get that kind of support, without seeing this and, being through a situation like I've had, and experiencing that has been one of the upsides of this terrible downside of an accident. So I'm very thankful for friends and family, that's for sure.
Well, that's great. I know a lot of folks were rooting for you, and it's wonderful to see you on the mend and doing it so valiantly. So congrats. I'm sure the family's thrilled, and wish we'd had a better outcome for you last night, but you get to come home a little bit earlier anyway, right?
Well, you know what? I'm still coming home proud to be a UND alumni and proud to be on the mend. So I appreciate you saying that, Scott.
Talk to you soon, Jim. Thanks for thanks for sharing the story, bizarre as it is. Good to chat with you.
Hey, anytime, Scott. Great to talk to you, too.
Jim Pullman, former North Dakota Insurance Commissioner, part of the Republican Party leadership in North Dakota. We'll take a break and come back, and you can answer the question, is that normal or nuts, what happened there?
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is What's on Your Mind, the program that asks the question because we want to know. It's the name of the show because we want to know. That's how important it is to us. You tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Two newsmakers on two stories to start the program. You can weigh in on both of them. Am I normal or nuts when I suggest that the impacts on the ag industry as a result of a lot of rail traffic in getting their product to market is not something that we should pit neighbor against neighbor at and say oil is the reason that we can't get our product to market. It's because so much is going on in our great state. And what we need to do is get to work on solutions and not blame one industry or one neighbor or another. Am I normal or nuts? That's just my take on that. And want to hear directly from others that would agree or disagree. And the NCAA twice sending security in Philadelphia into a suite full of UND fans last night, asking that a flag be removed. And if it wasn't, threatening to toss the Sioux fans out. Is that not nuts? Is that not flat out nuts? And come on. Is it necessary? Is that in unbelievable?
I'm telling you, black tape is next for the jerseys. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
I hear you. I don't think you're too far fetched there. I mean, somebody, Tessa Gould, who's the chief of staff for Senator Heidi Heitkamp, tweeted out a photo of her and Senator Heitkamp at the game last night, along with Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor. And if I'm looking correctly at the sweatshirt the Senator Heitkamp's wearing, it says Sioux on it. And Drew Wrigley has a jersey on it, you know, an old, about the 87 era, the Blackhawk version of the Sioux logo. I mean, better toss them out, NCAA. I mean, come on. A couple other stories that we're going to tackle as we go throughout the day, but I want to get the calls here on these. Pit bulls in Minot. And that story, not necessarily pit bulls in Minot, but a specific story about a man saving a woman from a pit bull attack that I want to talk about today a little bit on the program. I think it's nuts to own a pit bull. I really do. So you need to school me up, pit bull owners, if I'm wrong there. I'd love to hear from you on how that's a crazy thought. But just imagine the insurance liability, even alone. I also want to talk about infrastructure in the oil patch, and does that go beyond just roads and what we traditionally think of, you know, water and other critical infrastructure impacts. Rob Port of the Sanding Blog got a critical post up here in the last few hours about Watford City's Mayor Brent Sanford talking about the new project that will be up before voters for a community center, recreation facility, event center in Watford City in June. And I think it's unfair criticism directed at Brent Sanford, but I want to talk about that as well. And there's some other things in the news, too. But let's get to the phones. North of Williston, listening on KTGO. Stephen, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Happy Friday, Stephen.
Good morning, sir. Would it be nuts or offensive to call the people who didn't stand up the NCAA a jellyfish? Give UND the new nickname, the jellyfish?
Who didn't stand up to them? The school, you mean?
Yeah, whoever was that didn't stand up to them and fight to the end and finally capitulated, just call every team in the U.S. that the NCAA has harassed, call them the jellyfish for backing down.
Yeah. I thought you meant the folks in the suite last night should have actually been gone to the nth degree and got evicted, but I hear what you're saying. Actually, you know, the voters of North Dakota would ultimately have to be put in that category then, because, you know, there was a big battle in the legislature, and then there was a vote, and, you know, I don't want to refight this battle because we've been there, done that, but what is sad to me is an entity like the NCAA, just, you know, decided that they were going to write some rules to, you know, impose their will on NCAA, and, you know, lawsuits started, and what it did was wear a lot of people down, and people just ultimately that were longstanding, you know, believers that there was nothing offensive about the use of the University of North Dakota Fighting, so they were just worn down, and people got tired of the debate, and it dragged out for years. I mean, I remember having conversations about this with Tom Clifford, president of the University of North Dakota, last in what, 1992, maybe? When Ken Baker came in, but, you know, the 20-year president of who maneuvered this situation brilliantly, one of the state's great education leaders, and, you know, so it's gone on for a long, long time, and I think it just wore people out, Stephen. So I don't know if jellyfish is that it'd probably be a little bit nuts just because of you know, the facts of how it ultimately came to be and ultimately the voters going along with it. So, but I understand your sentiment. Because you do need to stand your ground sometimes, don't you?
Yeah. So is Minnesota Gophers, is that offensive to the rodent population? And have you ever seen a politician with a backbone?
You're asking very good questions today. Very good questions
I
today.
Hope you got I was trying to get you to laugh, and I worked.
Where's PETA?
Oh, no
yeah.
kidding.
People yeah. eating tasty animals.
Shut that over. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Let's go to South Dakota. Steve, listening up 550 K-Fire, wants to talk about this rail issue a little bit. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind?
I live along this BN here, and you know, I see a lot of stuff going on. One of the things we see is trains sitting on a sidetrack for up to days sometimes. They don't have enough employees. My nephew just went to work for them just recently out of Bismarck, but they don't have enough employees to keep these trains moving. This railroad is dead down here this morning, and we see coal trains and we see the tanker cars, and I counted one day, and there was a room for a million gallons worth of ethanol or whatever on that thing, and so there's a lot of traffic, but it gets stopped. I had to borrow money from my wife because I couldn't get grain delivered this spring, but that's the way it goes. It's not unusual, and we're producing more grain than we ever have before, so that's part of the problem too.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's a good problem, isn't it? I mean, in other words, it's not fun that you got to borrow money from your wife and you got a cash flow impact there, and it's a disruption. But a lot of grain, you want to get it to market, and you know, is there long term pain here, Steve, or is it just a short term cash flow disruption?
It was short term. It wasn't a big deal, and we could borrow the money if we had to from somebody else too. It was a Like I say, it's just amazing that the amount of grain we're raising, and it's region wide. The no-till has impacted this western Dakota so greatly but they're just short of employees to move these trains. I see these shuttles that move the crews, you know, and you see those on the road just continuously moving these crews around to these trains, and they're just short of personnel, I think, to move these trains.
Well, and you brought up a good point. I've heard this from folks in the industry. So, in other words, you got long delays, right? All the traffic going on, and there is time limits on how long they can be behind, the controls in a locomotive, and they have to stop no matter where they are. So they can be right in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you know, so if you're pulling a train Minot to Fargo, you're in the middle of the clock's up. You stop. They got to send somebody out to pick you up, and then they got to get somebody out there. So, you know, the logistics of that, the impacts of that, there's a lot of craziness. And, of course, most have been mandated by government and, you know, know, some the unions and the unions are plenty involved here as well. There's games being played on positive train control that would help a lot of these things that the unions don't want. So there's a lot of chefs in this kitchen, no question about it. Where do you farm, Steve?
We raise wheat and corn. Just been phenomenal the last 2 years. And then we have cattle, too, so we're just diversified.
And where are you at?
East of Lemon, South Dakota, 18 miles.
East of Lemon. Well, good to hear from you. Appreciate you listening. Call again. Thanks for sharing your take on it. David in Fessenden is next up listening on KFIRE 550. Go ahead, David. Happy Friday.
Yes, thank you. My comment is, well, it's a two-edged sword, I guess, is for the railroad's perspective, yes, the winter, it was a tough winter, especially going west with it so cold. They couldn't haul 100-car trains. They had to cut them into 50-car trains because they couldn't get air for the brakes and that. Also, the coal-fired power plants, a lot of them were going to switch to natural gas. Well, natural gas went up in price, so all of a sudden they needed coal because they weren't stockpiled, so then they had all this coal to haul, and Canada, well, they're in really bad shape, and so they couldn't haul lumber, so they were shipping lumber down, so it was kind of a perfect storm. But on the other hand, is the railroads have told the elevators, country elevators, to build the shuttles, that they will provide cars and do that. Well, they aren't. So then the elevators get demurraged. They get penalized for not having the grain delivered on time. Who pays for that? The elevator, eventually the farmer. Now, BN should have, BN or CP or whoever, should have some responsibility on paying for that demurrage charge or that. It shouldn't be all on the back of the farmers or that. Yeah, the rails also with the oil. I've heard that oil companies will pay up to on over $700 or $7,000 more a car to ship oil. Elevators are having to pay a premium of $3,000 to $5,000 a car. That all comes from the elevator's pocket. So they're making money. Why can't the rails pay part of this demurrage where they aren't furnishing the cars? That's my biggest gripe.
Yeah, and I think that was one of the issues before the Transportation Safety Board yesterday that was brought up, that they're being asked to hold railroads responsible for losses due to the delayed delivery. So that's one of the things. And BNSF isn't saying, hey, we've been perfect here. They're saying, we know we're not doing the job. We need more rail track. We need more cars, and we're putting $400 million in and, building more track and sending more locomotives and spending a pile of money. So they, you know, they aren't exactly saying, hey. In fact, I think this has kind of been, in a way, good for BNSF because they've been pretty kind of, heavy-handed in the past of take it or leave it kind of thing. And they seem to be a little humbled by this whole thing, which is, you know, all the different things that have happened, whether it be the rail car explosion and the safety issues and also the traffic issues. So, and they needed a little humble pie, and it looks like they're consuming it. We all do, actually, every now and then, right? David, appreciate the take on it. Thanks. Mark and Moorhead, when we come back, we're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and pulling heavy on that train to get us to energy security in America as well, which means national security. Find out more in North Dakota Oil Can about the North Dakota Petroleum Council. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way. With convenient locations across the states, PetroServe USA is your kind of place. With the very best of American-made fuels, we take pride in everything we do to keep you on the move, helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Before the hour on a Normal or Nuts of Friday. Normal or Nuts, in that we normally have topics on Friday where we ask you to determine what's normal or what's nuts in these particular situations. And a few on the table here today, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments on what's on your mind by calling 800-228-0550. Had a great time at Jamestown yesterday. We'll be back. Love finding the best of all the great communities all throughout the Northern Plains, and welcome your suggestions, but our thanks to folks at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill and to our roadshow sponsor, PetroServe USA, for putting us on the road a lot. We love it. 4-for-4 deal is all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. The hot stuff, personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the two cookies of your choice, four items for $4. And you can fill up with American-made fuel, 100%. The folks that connect North Dakota's Bakken oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields, PetroServe USA. Mark and Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Let's see. Now he is. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hi, Scott. The oil being hauled by the railroads has a big impact on agriculture. Our corn basis right now is probably 60 to 70 cents wider than it was a year ago. And from what our elevators are telling us, that's largely because they can't compete for engines and crews with the oil cars. So on 150 bushel per acre corn crop, you know, that's a $90 to $105 impact to our bottom line just with increased freight costs. So it's a real impact. I don't I don't want to see less oil drilled. I want to see more oil drilled, but I'd like to see more pipelines.
Help me understand. Well, pipelines certainly are the answer. And, you know, again, a group of senators sent a letter to President Obama about Keystone XL pipeline, Senator Heitkamp among them, a Democrat, and said, hey, you know, set the date of May 31st, at least make a decision here, make a decision. And the White House rejected the letter, you know, like, sorry, no chance we're doing this. So, you know, I certainly agree with you on the pipeline thing without question. But help me understand when you say the cost is higher now, just because I'm having trouble understanding why of the actual cost impact. In other words, if you're competing for the, that sounds just like a supply and demand deal. The cost is going up because it's tougher to get space on the rail. But that not nothing you can fix there other than more capacity, right?
That's right. There's not much we can do about it. You know, the railroads are trying. They're adding engines and they're trying to hire more people, I'm sure. But the fact is, we've got a railroad system right now that's overtaxed or over capacity, and cars are late and they're very expensive. So as a farmer, we feel that on our bottom line because the elevators have to factor that freight cost in. So they bid less for the corn because it costs more to get it to the market.
Yeah. Do you think oil, I mean, the argument that I pushed back on, I mean, I agree with everything you've said here, that there's impacts, there's a logistics problem, you got to figure it out. You know, the narrative that's underwritten by some farm groups, left-leaning ones especially, is that, you know, oil is jamming it to ag. This is you know, oil producers versus a farmer. Do you feel it that way?
No, I think you said it best earlier. It's supply and demand. And unfortunately, you know, the farmer's at the bottom end of that supply chain. So we're the ones who ultimately pay the price for it. And I just think as a farmer, you've got to get on board for pipelines.
Everybody should be on board for pipelines. No question about it. Mark, appreciate the call. Thanks. Chase, driving up near Newtown, listening on KTGO 1090 up there. What's on your mind, Chase?
Hey, morning, fellas. I was calling about the Tazewell issue. I know that Tazewells have a bad name, but I personally own three of them, and not here. They're out of state. And I can tell you right now, the only person I'd ever be afraid of them harming is an intruder into my house. I have two small kids, my wife. I'm away from home a lot. That's another issue. And a lot of people don't like pit bulls, you know, they're dangerous. But you know what? I think it comes down to personal responsibility. I keep a firearm in my house also. It's locked up in a fingerprinted mini safe because we're responsible people. Same thing with my dogs. They've been trained. Not only will they not bite you, they won't even put their teeth on you when they're playing because I keep them well trained. You won't find a more loyal, easier to train, easygoing dog other than a pit bull. They're some of the greatest dogs in the world.
Interesting, and Chase. So the case like in Minot, for instance, that we've been talking about, and the blame there goes with the whoever owns the dog?
Absolutely. You have to go to personal responsibility. On the other hand, I've seen one pit bull. I never owned it. Somebody else had. The dog was mean, and there was nothing you could do about it. And that owner is responsible for doing something with that situation. Whatever they decide to do, that owner is responsible. But, you know, like I said, I'm away from home a lot, and you hear about all these home invasions going on around the United States. Well, that's one of the things I don't have to worry about because, you know, here's a hypothetical for you. Burglar comes to my back door, and my back door is glass. You know,
he's going to meet your pit bull. Makes sense, Chase. Thanks for sharing part of that story. Others, welcome as well. John, Grand Forks, Gail and Minot, Ed and Minot, Don and Steele, you're all coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.